Have you ever gone on a website and noticed how amazingly designed it was? Maybe you noticed the different colors, or maybe you noticed varying font sizes. Well, these are all elements of design choices that writers and designers make when creating multimodal text, especially websites. The key concepts are emphasis, color, contrast, alignment, organization, and proximity. Welcome. I'm Skyla Vikram, so let's get started and dive into these elements and how they are used in multimodal texts like websites. Emphasis. Normally, emphasis when speaking means adding an effect on certain words. In text, it somewhat means the same thing. With different articles, words that may have a different color or font size that may be bolded, underlined, or italicized are all different ways to emphasize something to catch the reader's attention. Color. Like I mentioned previously, color can be used to help give emphasis on certain things. There are so many different colors, and warmer colors like red, orange, and yellow can command more emphasis and attention, which would be great for politics or news stories. While cool colors like green, blue, and purple are more calming colors that could be used in mental health and mindfulness articles. Contrast. It's when two objects can be contrasted with each other. For example, here's a contrast in audio. There are two different sounds played there, a soft chime and a loud buzzer. Contrast is also very similar to emphasis, and the most contrasted element is usually the most emphasized. Alignment. Personally, I always look at any text to make sure it's lined up properly, and that's all alignment is. Writers make sure that texts have equal margins and they are all aligned properly. Writers usually left align their work, but if not, it's really important to make sure that it all matches. Organization. This means everything. It's how writers make all of the information make sense to us. As we read from top to bottom on a website, it's important that everything is arranged according to the correct timeline with said multimodal element accompanying it. And finally, proximity. Proximity means how close elements are to each other and which group each element belongs in. For example, on a website, the title is usually emphasized with large, bolded letters. Then the author's name is included usually right under it in much smaller letters. This is because they are related, so they must be in close proximity to each other. Next time you go to a website, you can analyze the design choices yourself and think about why the title was in a big red font, or why the entire article was left aligned. I hope you've learned more about why writers and designers make these choices for their text, and you can apply it in your life. Bye.